Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Goss Talk Radio. Day before the 4th, I want to wish everybody a great 4th of July holiday. Watch those firecrackers. Don't get your hands blowed off or your fingers blowed off. Keep your hands in your pocket. Do not light M80s without being sober. If you're drinking, stay away from the fireworks. And I want to give a little shout out to a couple people down in Bradenton, coffee club down there, and Linda Peaches Herman, Pam, Wonder Woman, Edgington, the team serving your real estate needs in Manatee and Sarasota counties in Florida, Berkshire Hathaway. These girls, they'll sell you anything. I've seen them hop on jet skis, buzz across the bay to sell a home on the other side of the island. I've seen them take a boat out, boom, down the island. No problem. And I want to give a little shout out to the old D&T Home Watch. They actually told me to quit advertising on here because they have so much work, they can't get to it. I understand they're booked solid. These guys are good, man, I told you. And so is this Pam and Linda real estate team. So, I want to wish Floyd, he just come in. How you doing, Floyd?
What's up?
I see you got your regular sandwich there.
Yeah, not that for Manny sandwich. Pretty good.
I don't understand, but I don't see any coleslaw on it.
Well, you're always bitching about me getting coleslaw all over the desk. I didn't get any on it.
Good idea.
How about me getting time in the house since it's a holiday?
You only work, 30 minutes? What am I going to give you, time and a half? You work 30 minutes a week. What can give you a time and a half for a goddamn holiday? What do you mean?
Well, that's the way it goes. If you work on a holiday, you're supposed to get time and a half.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to put in 40 hours. You put in 30 minutes. 30 minutes is a little different than 40 hours a week. Plus, I let you eat that sandwich and you smash it all over my desk over there.
What am I supposed to do? I come right from another job.
Well, hey, you know, you got two jobs. That's, you know, you're producing this show, too. I mean, I can't say, you know, what am I going to say? That's your prerogative to have two jobs.
That's crap, I'm telling you right now. I'm going to quit.
Man, if you quit, you quit. What am I going to say? Anyway, shut up and eat the sandwich and start taking phone calls.
I'm gonna come over there and boot you in the ass. And
how's that? Well, let's get to the topics of the day. Enough of Floyd. He's all ticked off. How about them Buccos losing 3 straight to Frisco, the worst team in the league? I mean, you can't get any worse than this. These guys, I'll tell you what. I wrote on a blog before. You want to beat the Pirates, load the bases, okay? Load the bases up intentionally and have them either strike out, fly out, ground out, double play, because they're not going to drive a run in. They had the bases loaded 3 or 4 times the other night and couldn't get a fly ball. They couldn't get a hit. 15 guys on base. Couldn't get a hit. Couldn't drive in a run. They had one out, bases loaded. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Oh, ground out. That ends the inning. 3 men left on base. And then Hurdle. Look, I don't proclaim to be a manager. I don't know anything about base. I know enough about base, but I know too much about baseball. Let's put it that way. I don't know as much as this guy knows. Okay? But why do you go by? Tony Watson's getting lit up. you put him in against these left-handers that you don't think, who was it, Hudson the other night or Williams the other. Guy's pitching a good game. Give up three hits. Somebody gets on base. These guys scatter in the duck. Oh, he gave up three hits. We got to get the bullpen going. Okay, gave up three hits. Then you got Cole pitching the first night, Friday. Great. Him and Hurdle are arguing in the dugout about taking him out. The guy pitch. Okay, you got lit up. Your bullpen's getting lit up. They're overworked. Tony Watson's arm's like a noodle, okay? He's been overworked the last 3 years. His arm's a noodle now. No, because the book, you know what the book says? And the starting pitcher gets 90-some pitches in, we got to take him out. The book says you got to take him out. You can't let him hit that 100 mark because, oh, my goodness, he's going to wear his arm out. We got to get that bullpen right now. Well, that's what they did with Tony Watson. And Melanson, now he's done. He's on the IR. His arm's a goddamn noodle. He's with Frisco. He can't pitch. Yeah. Guys give up a hit. They're scrambling to die. Oh, Jesus Christ, he got a hit up, Joe. Hey, Sirich, call down there and get that bullpen warmed up. Let him pitch. Well, we know he hasn't had much experience of pitching out of that. Well, we'll just let Tony come in and tie it up for us. It's 2-0. Second and third. Let him try to pitch out of it. Tony comes in, bingo, hit, 2-1. Tony throws another ball, bingo, 2-2. Okay, oh, that worked. It hasn't worked. The bullpen stinks. The only guy in it good down there is Ribeiro. The kid's a stud. Now, he won't be around long because he's going to want more money. So look for him to go. I mean, losing three straight like that, leaving 15 guys on base. Then they wonder why they're losing attendance. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Strike on. Then they put this Morozo or whatever, Moroz off, whatever it is. I never heard of him. He come out of Frontier League, I think. He can't even bunt a runner over. He can't bunt a runner over. And Cole, he's bitching about staying, and I want to hit. Well, you got to bunt. Okay, bunt this runner over. Strike three, you're out. If you're going to big mouth about hitting, bud, you better put the bunt on. That's your job as a pitcher. You better learn how to bunt. Did you ever watch Maddox bunt? Glavin bunt? They all bunted great. That was their job. They worked on it. You don't put the bat up in the air and the ball pops up. My God. That's when they do lay the bunt on, which is very seldom. And you know what? I'm tired of this Polanco. I know. Every once in a while he runs. The pitcher hits the bat with a ball. But he's just another Pedro Alvarez. That's all he is. That's all he is. He's terrible in the outfield. Below average. He has an uppercut swing. Pedro had that big hole in his swing. Pedro didn't have the uppercut. He just had the whole long swing. And he's not even playing anymore. I think he's in a Baltimore farm system. And you got Polanco. Every once in a while, a pitcher makes a mistake, hits his bat, he gets a hit. And Kachi's finally tearing it up, and they don't play him yesterday. They put him and Harrison on the bench. You got to win that game, pal. This division's terrible. This game, you got to win. You can't put your best players on rest these guys. Wouldn't rest none of these guys. Let's come up and say, hey, I need a blow. And if a player says that to me, you know, I'm not sure if I'm kicking him in the rear end off the team or putting him on the bench for a rest. Because believe me, these guys, it's baseball. I know it's a long grind and all that crap. They're professionals. I never seen guys. You didn't see San Francisco bench any of their players. Resting them. No, they needed a win. They wanted a sweep. Hurdle, he rests three starters and puts three minor leaguers. And first of all, you got Ellis Diaz on the bench. I think that guy should be catching every day. Stewart has no business catching. Once in a while, once a week, Diaz got to catch. He's your best catcher, okay? Cervelli's out. This Stewart gives you nothing at the plate, nothing. Where Diaz might. A little better shot with Diaz. And the guy's has got a cannon for an arm. You have to look and see what's going on. I mean, come on, Clint. Jesus. I mean, I don't profess to be a major league umpire or a manager. I'm far from it. But you need a win, buddy. Yesterday, you needed a win. You didn't need to get swept. McCutcheon's hitting the snot out of the ball, and you got him on the bench. Harrison's your only all-star. You got him on the bench. I don't get it. And you got Jaso in the outfield, but he stinks as the outfielder, and left field to boot. Polanco in center, that's a travesty. And Jose Asun in right. There's three guys that can't play the outfield. They're infielders. The two on the corners. The center fielder just plain stinks. I think he's overrated, and I think he stinks. That's Polanco. Yeah, I said stinks. So, I don't know. We'll see tonight. They play the Phillies a four-game set down there in Philly. We'll see. Philly stinks, and we'll see how bad they beat the Pirates. I wouldn't doubt if they take two games for the Pirates. Yeah, you're six behind. You need wins, buddy. You can't be benching players, resting them. You're behind the eight ball. So, how about the hockey signings? Bonino getting $4 million. What do you think of that? Call me, 516-666-9990. What do you think of that? I think it's, wow, did he get overpaid, I think. But, hey, that's the nature of the business. You win a couple cups, all of a sudden you're better than you are, and you get rewarded. That's the idea. Daly, $3 million from Detroit for 3 years. Hainsey, 2 years from Toronto. He's 40 years old now. I think the Penguins picked up a nice Hunwick and Niemi, the goaltender. Paid him like minimum. A little work and you'll be fine behind Murray. If not, you didn't pay much. And you bring Jerry up. Jari, whatever they call him. Tristan Jari, Jerry, whatever his name is. Bring him up. No harm done. I think you got to sign a center. I don't know who they're going to. I think they're going to make a trade. I think myself, they may be trying to trade for Jordan Staal. That's just a feeling I have. Not any info. Just a feeling. They had him here before. Rutherford traded. Got Dumoulin and a couple other guys for him. And Staal went to Carolina. I wouldn't be surprised if they're trying to get Staal back here for a third-line center. He wouldn't be a bad fit. Wouldn't be a bad fit. Guy don't score a lot of goals, but can kill penalties and play a good center. We'll see where that goes. But some of the salaries these guys are getting are amazing. It amazes me. I think Bonino scored, what, 9 goals this year? So he's going to go down there, and they're going to look for him to score a ton of goals because they're paying him $4 million a year. And Kunitz, everybody said, well, they should have signed Kunitz to a year. Yeah, well, they could have, but you know what? I think Penguins want to get younger. Kunitz is 38. He'll be 39. They want to get young legs in here. When you win, you want to turn that roster over. You want to get new legs. You want to get new blood. You want to get hungry. You want to get young. They played a lot of hockey, these guys. They played like 220 games in 2 years. That's a lot of hockey. I'm going to get some young legs in here, fresh, young, hungry legs. And I hear everybody moaning about that guy. Ooh, they got a tough guy. Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Too bad on your birthday. I'm tired of seeing Sid getting beat up, and I'm tired of seeing the whole team getting beat up, actually. So I think it's about time. But, see who JR gets. This ought to be interesting, see who he pulls in here. I'd like to see him. And like I said, wouldn't be surprised to see Jordan Staal coming back here. Wouldn't be surprised at all. What's that, Floyd?
I think I'm going to pray for another guy, Duchesne from Colorado. Yeah, I think that guy.
Yeah, could be. Could be. I don't know what they want for that guy, you know? I don't know. I think Stahl's younger than he is. I think Duchesne's a little older. Stahl's like, what, 27?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Like, Duchesne might be like mid-30, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think they're going younger guys, younger legs, fresh. Don't forget they played 200, I think they played like 212, 15 games. That's a lot of hockey, man, 2 years. That's a lot of hockey. And that guy, Hainsey, he's almost 40. He's going to go up to Toronto. That's a grind up there. That's going to be a grind. He's played a lot of hockey for his age. Not that he can't do it, but, you know, Daly, same way. He's mid-30s. Yeah, some of these guys, they keep themselves in real good shape. It's, you know, easier for them. A lot easier than it was before. They got all the methods now to stay in shape. They're in shape 24. You know, they play all the way around the year. They play these guys. They play hockey. It's not like football where you play like 16, 17, 18 games of playoffs or whatever. Then you're off for 6 months. These guys playing World Cups and, yeah, how about that? They played in the Olympics and the World Cup and all that. Great. Holy mackerel. But, yeah, they say the Penguins are three-peat. That's gonna, I don't think so. Well, I'd like to see it, but I don't think they will. That's tough. Give us a call, 516-666-9990. We're here. Waiting for the hamburgers on the grill and after the show, and we're going to have a little party with all the guests. And Floyd, I guess he's... Well, Floyd, don't burn my hamburger, okay?
I'm all right. What a hot dog.
What
a hot dog for you.
I'll eat a hot dog, but don't burn my hamburger.
I thought you liked it well done.
I do, but not Crispy Critter, okay? Jesus. Then the guy wants overtime. I got a little grill out here. It's a charcoal grill. I don't use propane. I use that old-fashioned stuff, charcoal. It's better. I think it's better. It's longer, but takes longer, but I think it's better, in my opinion, which don't mean nothing, but my humble opinion. Yep, I guess tonight we'll hear some fireworks out there. They'll be banging away. We got some guy over the hill here. He bangs fireworks like for 3 days. And I'm going to tell you something. They're like major league fireworks you see down the Pirate game. These guys, Sam Brelli Jr. over here. There's fireworks for dark till midnight. I'm telling you. That don't end. It's like 3 days of this. Tonight, tomorrow, and the next night. And it has been the last couple nights on and off a little bit. This guy, Sam Brelli, don't have nothing on this cat. I'm going to tell you that right now. But let me hear what you got to say. Give us a call, 516-666-9990. About them Buccos losing three straight to Frisco. Now they go into Philly. That team's bad. I wouldn't doubt Philly whips them, too. But, hey, you got a lot of people mad up there, boy. because it's a trade deadline. Don't be surprised if you don't see a few fan favorites gone. I wouldn't doubt Harrison, Cole. You know what? They could get rid of Cole. I don't think he wants to be here anyway. I really don't. I think he's a California kid. I'd send him out to Dodgers or Frisco or Angels or one of those teams out to Oakland. I don't think he's too happy here. And I don't like the attitude he has. Somebody makes an error, he gets all teed off and shaking his head. And meanwhile, lay a bunt down for yourself and advance a runner to second so they can score on a base hit instead of striking out. You want to do your craft right, practice it. That's inexcusable for a pitcher, not being able to bunt. I'm telling you right now. Inexcusable. Can't put up with it. But Pirates, you know, like I said, load the bases intentionally, and they will not score a run. They'll fly out, pop out, or strike out. Now, if you load the bases with no odds, somebody's going to hit into a double play real quick. That's a guarantee. Because no one can seem to hit the ball on the infield to get a sack fly when there's bases loaded. So they can load the bases in the first inning and then nothing. They don't get nothing. Maybe they'll get a run. Which, you have a chance to break the game open. Give your pitcher a little breathing room. And that kid yesterday was pitching a damn good game. I think he was pitching a two-hitter, three-hitter. And all of a sudden, he got a hit in the seventh inning and hurdle. Oh, boy, he got a scramble. Let's see what the book says. Ooh, he has 78 pitches. He's going on 80. Ooh, he must be getting tired. Oh, he has to be getting tired. He gave up a hit. Yeah. Let me tell you something. You take these pitchers on in the old days, like a Gibson or a Drysdale or a Koufax, you come out to the mound, they'll punch you right in the face. And you walk your ass right back in that dugout. I'm finishing this son of a bitch, and you better believe it. That's what they say to you. Turn your silly ass around. Go right back in that dugout. I'm finishing this game. You are not taking me out of this game with a 2-0 lead, and I'm pitching a two-hitter. I will smack you so hard, the taste will fly completely out of your mouth into the third row and the second deck. That's the old-time pitchers. They threw 100. What, Harvey Haddix, he threw 13 innings. What did he throw, 500 pitches that night? Guess what? Never missed a beat. These guys throw 80 pitches. Ooh, he went five. He went five innings. Oh, boy. Tommy John. Yeah, how come they're throwing five innings and the pitchers of old threw eight or nine? They go nine. Never had an arm problem. Now they baby him. Hey, when I was a kid, I used to throw a baseball. We used to throw who could throw the farthest. Would start on the home plate and throw to the center field. See, you could throw the farthest over and over and over again. Hell, when I was in Little League, my manager used to say, hey, you ain't coming out of the game. Yeah, my arm's hanging off. I don't care if you ain't coming out of the game. Nobody counted pitches. I probably had about, 700, 800 pitches because I walked everybody. He said, you ain't coming out of the game. We're winning this game. You ain't coming out. Even though I walked people, I struck people out. But I walked more than I struck people out. So that was the hard part of the thing. But, yeah. Next day, my arm felt like a noodle. But hey, 3 days later, 4 days later, you're a kid, you bounce back. Same with Pony Leaguer. You're 15, 16, 17 years old. I mean, these guys have been throwing all their life. They've been pitching all their life. Because they got 70 pitches. I know you're paying them a lot of money. But there's no reason their arm should be, nah. Got Kershaw out there. Look at him. How about that Scherzer kid? Wow. Get him on my team, please. Clemens, he used to pitch 9. Go 8. Take him out with a two-hitter into the 8th inning. See if your teeth are left. You get in the dugout to smack you right in the mouth. Well, Hurdle says, well, you know, he's never been in this situation. Well, let him go. Let him be in this situation. It's better than the alternative. And the alternative, you've seen what happened. Tony Watson. Tony Watson, I'm afraid, is worst up, okay? He's done. Caboodle. And you keep putting him in. That's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and it don't work. You run this guy out, 7th inning, they light him up. He's lost something off his fastball. His fastball don't move. It's lost about 2 mile an hour because you used him so damn much because every time somebody got in 70, 80 pitches, he was warming up in the bullpen and going in for the past 3 years. That's why Melanson's on the DL. Wore him out, too. And that hand-in-hand, all the way down the line, the other guy, what's his name? Grilled Cheese, him. All these guys, all wore out. They leave here, there's nothing left. I don't think Clinton knows how to run a bullpen. I don't either, but I never claim to. I'm not the manager. I don't have to. I can sit back and watch and critique like the rest of these all-stars. But I do know one thing, what I see. Tony Watson doesn't have it. It's been proven this year. Yeah, once in a while he'll go out and throw an inning. It's pretty good. That's just like Polanco. Once in a while the ball hit his bat. The law of averages. Ball hits bat. Ball goes over the fence and everybody thinks he's an all-star. He got, what, 19 RBIs half the season? Big deal, Polanco. They built him up like he was the next Dave Parker. Ain't even close. Ain't even close. No. Not even. That's, if I was Parker, I'd come down and punch the guy that said that right in the jaw. Well, I do smell the smell of hamburgers and hot dogs on that grill. Oh, man, does that smell good. And we're going to have a little cookout after the show. And I'm going to enjoy my 4th of July. And Floyd's going to be eating some hamburgers and hot dogs. Are they done, Floyd?
They're done.
Oh. Make sure you put the mustard out on the table and the ketchup and the pickles and get the goddamn potato salad out of the refrigerator. We're going to have a feast.
Oh, on the table.
Okay, brother. We got a minute left. No sense taking any more calls. We've had enough already. You got to get ready for next week's show. Should be interesting. By that time, I look for the Penguins to have traded for someone. Like I said, don't be shocked if it isn't Jordan Staal. I'm telling you. Maybe. It wouldn't be a bad idea, I don't think. Third liner. He went down. He got a ton of money down in Carolina. Never worth it. I think he got $6 million. He'd have to take a pay cut. The only reason I don't think they're bringing him back is his salary. They'd have to restructure him. If I don't even know if you can in hockey. He's making too much money for what he does. So they overpaid him. Big time. He was another one. But I want everybody to have a safe holiday and watch those firecrackers and don't drink too much. Be sure you're safe. And we'll catch you next week, same time, same station. God's talk. Bye.